And now this is a dictation for James, J-A-M-E-S, Span, S-P-A-N, January 12, 73. Mr. Span comes for a follow-up, advanced renal failure hypertension. Last visit in February. He decided to stop his university master degrees studies as a way to try to help his health. He's still working at university. Weight loss from 369 to presently 352, trying to walk, be more physically active, eat right, denies headaches, changes in eyesight, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems, has morbid obesity, minimal edema, no ulcers, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea from body size, but no orthopnea, PND, oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. He did have his colonoscopy done. Dr. Person, P-E-A-R-S-S-O-N, benign polyp removed, follow up in 5 years. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, Norvasc, hydralazine, losartan, aldactone. Weight 352. Black gentleman, blood pressure 138/80, alert orientation 3, normal speech, distant breast sound from body size, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness masses, minor edema, no focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From July, anemia 11.1. A normal white blood cell platelet. Normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. A normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, creatinine 2.2, the same as in February, but progressive over time, with a present GFR of 36. I did not request a CPK, but they did it. It was mild elevated at 277 for the lab, less than 257. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD. Stage 3B, progressive over time in relation to hypertension in a black gentleman with previously documented relatively small kidneys, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, refractory hypertension, compliant with medications, now more active, taking care of himself, trying to eat right, low sodium, presently electrolytes normal. We will follow mild metabolic acidosis. We will follow anemia, negative colonoscopy. We will update iron studies and reticulocyte. We need to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will update fasting glucose, A1C, and cholesterol profile, given his obesity. Neck is fold in relation to his body size, but I cannot rule out goiter. We will check thyroid studies. He still does not have a primary care. He understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. Our goal is to keep him off dialysis or renal transplantation. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.